This is the opening market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Joe, let's talk about how the grains are trading, but also could you give us an update on where we stand right now with tariffs?
The tariffs back and forth, of course, that was big over the weekend again with the February 1st deadline. We did have the follow through, at least initially, on these 25% tariffs for Canada and Mexico and an additional 10% on imports from China. Now, fast forward to yesterday, opening up the week before these were supposed to come into effect at midnight this morning, and there was some backing down of tension, at least slightly, where you had Mexico and their government coming to terms with some sort of deal that would at least allow a month's time before tariffs would kick in, some more negotiations possible there. We know it's, of course, a response of what's going on down at the border. And you have a northern border as well, Canada, some phone calls between outgoing Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and President Trump that have at least for now produced another month's reprieve, like with Mexico. Now, not the same on China. And if those staving off of at least immediate tariffs would have been friendly for the market, the more negative as we come into this morning's trade would be that China did retaliate with tariffs against the U.S. in kind, but not necessarily directly against U.S. grains. And so that remains to be seen what kind of influence we'll have in today's trade. So far, we've got the soybeans and the wheat lower, not outstandingly so, just 3 or 4 cents for both markets.
That was Joe Camp of Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Farmers and agricultural leaders, are you ready to elevate your operation? Join Comstock Investments for the Family Farm Masterclass February 21st and 22nd in Des Moines. You'll dive deep into management strategies, corporate governance, and succession planning. Learn from high-profile national speakers and gain insights into risk management and leadership and network with farmers from across the country. Highlights will include Willie Robertson of Duck Dynasty sharing his expertise on family business transitions. Seats are filling fast, so don't miss this opportunity to grow your farm's legacy. Visit Comstock.com to secure your spot today.
March corn up 2¾ at 491.5. March soybeans down 3¾ at 1054.5. March soybean meal up 290 at 306.60. March soybean oil down $1.14 at 45.37. On the Merck, February live cattle up 47 cents at 203.45. March feeder cattle up 27 cents at 270.77. February lean hogs up 47 cents at 84.80. Class 3 milk is up 4 cents at 20.10. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.